This is a really very important moment for us.
It's an announcement that sent shockwaves around the sporting world. Swimming's world governing body, FINA, voting to ban transgender women from female events if they've experienced any part of male puberty.
It is a policy that we need to introduce in order to protect the competitive fairness of our event.
A report from a scientific panel concluded that male puberty gives individuals significant physical advantages in sport. The decision would stop American athlete Leah Thomas, who recently became the first transgender swimmer to win a college title, from representing her country at the Olympics. FINA has said it will now set up an open category for athletes whose gender identity does not match their sex at birth.
There must be categories. Women, men, and of course a category for trans women and trans men, a space. I want anyone who loves competing in aquatic sports to have a space and to achieve their goals in that space. Fair competition is a stronghold and staple of our community.
I am asking everyone to take a breath. Listen before reacting. Listen to the science and experts. Listen to the people who have stood up here and have been telling you how difficult it has been to reconcile inclusion and fairness.
Swimming is the second Olympic discipline after rugby to introduce such a ban. Most other sports use testosterone levels as a basis for allowing trans women to compete.
I did not see this coming. I have believed for a long time that we can talk about what the barriers to entry look like, what transition requirements look like, but outright bans for any trans woman who experienced part of puberty, I didn't see it coming.
Other sports now have to decide if, with its proposed open category, swimming has set a precedent they wish to follow. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera.